Hi, welcome back. We're on episode 19 of the Wonder Scribes. Today, I wanted to talk about the Raven Dreams cover art. That's my first novel, The Raven Dreams. But before I get into that, I wanted to just take a brief moment and talk about a little bit what I've been working on this past week. I am working on a second novel that's unrelated to The Raven Dreams. It is called The Wonder Soul. And I got the edits back from my editor a couple of weeks ago. So I've been going through those, having a lot of fun exploring the story and expanding some of the storylines and the character backgrounds as I do. And it's just been such a fantastic learning experience. And I feel so blessed to have such an amazing editor as well, and we get on calls pretty often just to talk about the work and any questions I might have or anything additional that she comes up with as we talk. And it just really helps to talk out those types of things because you can generate different ideas that you otherwise may not come up with just by reading through the work on your own. And so that's just been such an incredible experience, and I can see myself growing so much as a writer just with this novel alone. With The Raven Dreams, my first novel, I didn't use an editor, mainly because at the time I had no extra finances to pay for the services. I did have somebody who was really good with grammar and words and writing. I had them review the novel for me, and it was a huge help. But I can definitely see, looking back and comparing the two novels, that having a professional editor do the work for you is just something you cannot go without if you want to have the best work that you can produce. The Raven Dreams is a novel I'm extremely proud of. I love the story, I love the characters, and I do plan on writing a part two to that story. But I do see where there was opportunity had I used an editor to make that story even better and even stronger. So that's what I've been focusing on this past week, is really just trying to get these edits completed. This is the first run through the developmental edit. So I'm really working just on the story right now, making sure it all flows and everything makes sense and everything's in alignment from what I say at one point to what I say later on in the story, that nothing conflicts. And then I'll send it back to the editor and we'll go through the next step of the editing, which is going to be more of the line-by-line edits. So that will be a lot of fun too. So let's go ahead and move on to the cover art for The Raven Dreams, which I've been talking a lot about this week. And I plan on making it more of a focus because when I published The Raven Dreams, I didn't know how to market at all. So I definitely didn't know how to market my book properly. So I did one of those where I posted it up on Amazon and just kind of hoped for the best. A lot of self-published authors may have been at that point before and can understand how it's easy to fall into that trap, because when you want to write, you know, you're coming from a creative place. You're not coming from a place of knowing sales, knowing marketing, knowing what's going to catch a reader's attention. You just know that you have a story that you want to write and you want to share it. And that's what I did, is I wrote the story. I shared it in the best way I knew how, but I definitely did not market it to the full potential that I could have. And this is years later. I published it in 2013. So 4 years later, I am far more experienced in marketing and how to engage readers or engage an audience, how to use, you know, your email list and social media to promote your creative work and really add value as well by knowing that you've written a story that inspires you, so therefore it can inspire other people as well. So what I'm doing now is I'm coming back with The Raven Dreams just to make sure that people know it's there, that they know I do have a novel already out, as I'm working on my second one, and soon I'll be talking a lot more about my second novel, that they're just aware of my first novel. So I'm pulling quotes from the book. I'm using the book cover a lot to make quote cards and just share the amazing cover art that he did for me to also help promote his work, because he is trying to currently grow his business as an artist, which I am so excited about because I've known him my whole life and we kind of grew up together on and off with our families, and I've known his artwork for a long time. I've seen his drawings from when he was young, and I've always just been amazed by his talent. And now with all of this incredible new technology that's out, you know, these artists have so many doors open to them with creativity, and he just took those tools and went off into incredible heights with it, and I was so thrilled. I remember when I first saw, he sent me the steps of the drawing as he was kind of developing it for the Raven Dreams, and I was excited through the whole way, but when he showed me that final completed version with the title, my name on it, the description on the back cover, I remember just being so ecstatic that it was just me and my daughters together at this time when he sent me the cover, and I just kind of freaked out a little bit, and I start telling my, at the time she was 6 years old, I just start telling my 6 year old that, you know, look at this cover, it's so amazing, isn't it? Didn't he do such a great job? And you know, of course, being 6 years old, she's not going to fully understand, but she did agree that it was a really good piece of work. And so I just wanted to take a moment to kind of talk about the cover art of The Raven Dreams, because I haven't shared it enough, and I haven't shared the artist who did my cover art, and I think it's something that's really important to talk about. And I am going to put, because he posts all of his work on Instagram, just stuff that he does for fun, maybe stuff he's working on for other people. And he'll show the full process from when he just gets started on it until the very end. So you can actually see his progress as he's doing it, and it's super cool. So I'll make sure to post his Instagram in the show notes so that you guys can check him out, follow him, leave a comment, let him know that you love the work. If you do find yourself pulled into it as I am. And I will tell you, his name is Tomas Tejas, but his Instagram is dropkidkiddo. That'll be in the show notes. But as he's trying to grow his business, he's just getting started with spreading the word on his artwork and the type of stuff that he does. So I just wanted to get on here and talk about it for a minute, because I truly believe he has a gift, and it's something that I'm extremely grateful to have him as my cover artist, because I know his work is amazing and I can't wait to see what he's gonna do with the cover art for The Wonder Soul, because I know we've already talked about some ideas and what that might look like. So I'm getting really excited to see what he's gonna come up with for that. But I won't make this too much longer. I just wanted to get on here and share what I've been up to, share my cover art for The Raven Dreams. You can see it on my website, of course, the book cover, and also just share about Tomas, because he has so much talent and he's starting to share it with the world, and it's super exciting. So I just wanted to get on here and talk about it to let you guys know that he's out there. If you are looking for some book covers or artwork or anything, you can just get on Instagram, send him a message as he's working on getting his website and everything ready. So I hope you guys have enjoyed just kind of getting a little bit of insight and background on what I've been working on, what's going on in my world of writing right now. And I just want to make sure that I'm inspiring you guys, bringing magic into your life, bringing wonder into your life. And I think that that's so important to stay in touch with. The magic and the wonder is out there, it's real, and that's what I want to convey through my writing. And I hope that I can inspire readers to see that. So I'll leave it at that. I'll talk to you guys next time.